So we've walked around the park a bit, and we're currently looking at the orbit from a different angle, and we can see the park. Lots of space. They've not left much room for, they've left lots of room for everything, because they're completely anticipating big queues. We're standing by a tent where it's have your picture taken with the official Olympic torch, which we had a bit of a game to see how, we had a bet to see who could guess how much it will cost to the nearest fiver. I won that because it was £15. We're currently standing just in what would be a shadow if it wasn't so blisteringly warm and if the sun was in a different direction, of the largest McDonald's in the UK, which is more of an elegant wooden structure than some of their more garish restaurants. But there's lots of tents around the edge selling different types of food, including fish and chips, the controversial fish and chips, which are available. And I have seen a man eating from a tray of a non-McDonald's tray of chips. So thank God they sorted that out. It's been remarked that I've never been to Disneyland, but you know, the situation, it seems to be a bit Disneyland-esque, I think, in the way it's organised. What do you think, Liz?
We're going to go get ice cream. It's hot.
We're going to get some ice cream because it is astonishingly warm. More later. Oh, and before we go, the drinks prices. There's only a markup of about 50% because a bottle of Fanta was £2.30 rather than your sort of more traditional, £1.60 if you're in a small shop, or it's a bit more if it's like £1.20 sort of thing if you're in a supermarket. So yeah, more consumer reporting later.